opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Are we the only people who aren't convinced that Carmelo is, like, the savior of this team? Doesn't it seem like everybody else is making Carmelo a story and we're just kind of like, okay, have you guys not been watching what Carmelo's turning into? I don't understand how I can be the only one who sees this. It's crazy.
I'm just not that excited about it.
I'm not either.
But I know a lot of people are. I
mean, he's a big name.
He is, but it's just like, at a certain point, names are just names.
They can probably fade a Trevor Bauer injury, but they need him back for the playoffs. He's got a stress fracture in his leg. That's never a good thing. But we talked about this yesterday with Kluber, Bauer, Carrasco. They might have... You could argue their 1-2-3 is even better than the Astros, but they're at least the only... I think they're the only team that's in that
conversation.
In the conversation with them.
I would agree. So
that's a big blow to the Indians.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number 3-713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R. At AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Or if you wish to watch us on live stream, go to ESPN975.com. Watch us on live stream. That's simple. Miss the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff. Lots of sportsy stuff. A little Florida stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. So go and check that out. And you will probably hear AJ drop a word he wasn't supposed to.
I think we'd probably take care of it on the podcast, right?
I think they just pick up whatever.
I guess it doesn't really matter on the
podcast. Yeah, normally we don't edit stuff like that out.
Okay. Well, apologies, folks.
Unless you would prefer it not be there.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm told from one of our friends that people on the bus say it because I don't think you can. You can technically can't get fined for it, but if someone complains to the FCC, they can give you a warning type thing.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure people have...
Play it safe.
Yeah.
You know me.
We've always been told, don't do it. There's certain words that you just... You know, there's other words for it you can get by with.
Yeah. Normally I do.
Yeah, it's just that one was a...
I just made a mistake today.
Slip of the tongue was all it was. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so you want to go sportsy, you want to go non-sports? I got a little bit of everything.
Let's go non-sports.
Non-sports, okay. This would be something. We had a dating app story yesterday. This is a different dating app story. This is a new one. That it's a dating app for beautiful people.
Oh, I haven't gotten an invite. Oddly enough.
Well, I haven't either, but there's hope for people like us. The app offers plastic surgery advice to applicants deemed too ugly to join.
Oh, that's good.
And one woman reveals she's having liposuction based on her feedback. The website is beautifulpeople.com, and they accept members based on their looks. A 28-year-old from California, Natasha Johnson, was told her body is thick. She's now undergoing liposuction in a bid to improve her chances of joining. I kind of think this is sort of brilliant. Because you own the website, and you probably have all these deals for referrals to plastic surgeons. So you either get beautiful people on your site, or you get people to go to the plastic surgeons who will then pay you money to get on your site.
Sounds like a good move.
This is like a really good business plan, even though it's a little cruel.
But I guess surgically altered pretty people on the website is fair. Naturally pretty people, because they've lived their whole lives being pretty, so they know what it's like.
Maybe they already got those changes done.
Maybe. I'm going to make a new website where you can't have anything changed. No.
I bet my website.
You have to be naturally beautiful. Tyler, you want to yell at those guys to shut the hell up?
Yeah. When we can hear them all the way through the doors, they're too bleeping loud. And thank God I didn't say what I was about to say, because he would have had to dump it in both places. This is a great idea from 346.
Who was it? Give me the names.
Glenn and Chris Tubbs.
Glenn Davis?
Yeah.
Come on, Glenn.
See, Glenn heard us talking about beautiful people, thought we were talking about him, got all fired up.
Yeah, well, maybe so.
They were talking about wrestling.
Oh, God. Soccer Matters tonight at 7, by the way. This is kind of a great idea. 346 says Fred should try to sign up for beautifulpeople.com and see what feedback he gets.
That is funny.
Oh, God.
We should do that with Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, I don't want to do that for me, because my self-esteem sucks enough now as it is. I really don't need that I don't need that feedback. I can look in the mirror and know damn well that, you know, here's what you need to fix. Yeah, everything. There's not a plastic surgeon that can fix me.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of work.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're a really good plastic surgeon, you want to take up the challenge, fine. But I just don't see it. I don't think there's anything that could ever fix me. So, you know, I'm just an ugly. I accept it. But I like the idea. I really do. I've got a story you won't like.
It's about snakes?
No, something you don't believe in.
Okay.
Aliens.
Oh, okay.
Leland Melvin is a NASA astronaut who is famous for posing with his dogs for a portrait. I've never seen the portrait. So
I haven't either. I don't know how famous for that. Yeah. Not that famous.
He's now a 54-year-old former astronaut. He hasn't been on a space mission for some time, but he says he did see something organic/alien. Okay. Now take this with a grain of salt, because it comes from Scott Waring, founder of UFO Sightings Daily, which, okay, daily might be a bit much, but all right. Asked him the question on everyone's minds when given the opportunity to speak to an astronaut: are there aliens? And Melvin's answer was interesting. I have not seen one in space or on the ground, but thought I saw something organic/alien-like floating out of the payload bay. Apparently, he wasn't the only one who witnessed this space oddity, because fellow astronaut Randy Bresnik also saw whatever it was. They contacted NASA as to what it could be, and they gave him the boring answer of ice that had broken off of the Freon hoses. He added that the curiosity was translucent, curved, organic-looking. Waring noted that Melvin would know what he was looking at more than ground control over 400 miles away, and possibly NASA only said that to calm him down so he could focus on his mission.
So you're saying this? They got this guy high?
That's what it sounds like. But when asked about that, Leland responded, don't think so, but you never know. Yeah, here's my thought on this. UFO Sightings Daily, trying to do anything they can to get an alien sighting, really twisted the guy's comments, basically, into this story. See, I think there are aliens.
Yeah, not me. I think it's just us. Otherwise, we would have found them by now.
I think they're out there.
And if they come, you know, we're not going to have a chance anyway. Because if they can get to us before we can get to them,
oh yeah,
they're too technologically advanced and we're all dead.
Unless they want to be friendly.
They don't. Who travels to places that far away and they're like, yeah, we'll just go there and we'll make friends with them? No, they want to take us over and take what little resources we have left.
No, maybe they want to come and pull a Thanos and get rid of half of us. And that way the planet will survive and there'll be plenty of resources.
No.
I think they're waiting for us to become advanced enough to actually make contact with. And unfortunately, I don't think that's ever going to happen. We're never going to be advanced enough.
No.
But I think they're out there somewhere. Yeah, I, in all honesty, I don't know how far science, how many jillions of years in the future science would have to be for us to be able to travel through that much space.
I don't either.
I mean, yeah, and I know it's hard to conceive of, and yeah, hyperspace is a fun thing for Star Wars, but how do you really get, and think about how many light years away some of these places are, and you're going faster than the speed of light, how long it would take. I mean,
listen, the reality is our society is getting dumber. We're not getting him sooner.
Well, we're not going to figure that out.
So
maybe somebody else already did. But they don't want anything to do with us.
Humans, you know, do meth and listen to Post Malone. We're doomed. We're all doomed.
OU Mike says we should build a wall before the aliens get here.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that what this new space thing is for that we're doing?
The Space Force, you mean?
Yeah, the Space Force.
It's not what it's for. Well, maybe. I think the Space Force is being built to be a violent force that goes and destroys other civilizations before they can get to us.
Okay, I'm pretty sure if they get to us, they're going to be able to kick the crap out of Space Force.
That's why Space Force is going to them.
Oh, good luck.
Don't you think that, like, once the Space Force starts, that's going to lower the collective IQ of every astronaut, right? Because they're all going to be technically astronauts.
No, but they'll be astronauts who have an appetite for war, intergalactic war. So, not most astronauts, typically, they're scientists and they want to explore. These have to be a special kind of astronaut who are fearless and bloodthirsty and willing to kill alien life forms.
So even if it's a friendly alien, like Paul, the movie
You have to kill it and bring it back for research.
Because I kind of thought Paul was funny. I wouldn't have killed him.
Never saw that movie.
Very funny movie.
I doubt it.
Oh, nope. Very funny. Tyler?
It was all right. I remember it being funny.
It was funny as hell.
All right. You were probably baked.
Of course. It's the perfect kind of movie for that.
Exactly.
Timmy B says, we will make the aliens pay for Space Force. Good luck with that.
I bet they don't have any dollars.
Well, they're so advanced that they don't use commerce. That's my prediction.
They don't have any money.
They don't need any money.
If they did, they'd have their own Space Force.
Because they're going to be like the Federation from Star Trek. They're going to be out there trying to find new civilizations
and destroy them.
No, to befriend them, except for the Kirk's going to want to bang all the women.
All right. If he does, he's going to need his testosterone up to date. And Kirk, he's up there. But the Man Centers, now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, it can get him on the right path. And we're not talking about synthetic testosterone injections. The other places, that's what they recommend. Man Centers doesn't. They want to focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic testosterone can damage fertility. Constant injections cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage, guys. Men currently on testosterone injections, you know the deal. You got to get your shot every week. And then you get the crash. You feel good for a little while, then you crash. That sucks. Don't do it anymore. Check out Man Centers. Three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. They've got the free general male wellness checkup offer still available. So go in, tell them you heard about them here on our show, and they'll check you out for free. 832-358-8600 to set up an appointment, or go to mancenters.com to book online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You going to watch your Astros tonight or another Verlander chance for 200?
Yeah, I got to watch that. I also need to watch Better Call Saul and Hard Knocks. I want to start season 4 of Peaky Blinders. I don't know. I don't know if there will be enough time. Got to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I'm going to go have a dinner after the show and a couple drinks with the gang from Eros.
Oh, really? What are you guys?
Just going to get coaches in Midtown.
You celebrating?
Whenever Shane's in town, like to get the gang together and have a few drinks. You're good dudes, man.
love doing business with them. And, you know, so we're going to have a few drinks and then...
thanks for the invite.
Well, you have to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's true.
But I also, after that, may go over to the crab racing at Little Woodrow's in Edo.
Okay.
I hadn't been to that in a while. I've behaved for 2 days in a row now. I kind of feel like it's a moral imperative that I stop that.
Yeah.
Raza says, OU Mike is going to be without a job when the aliens get here because the aliens will have taken his job. I'm not sure.
Don't get the joke.
Don't either. But that's just goes to show that we're just as we're dumbs just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And
sometimes OU Mike sometimes his humor is over my head.
Yeah. Or under it. I'm not really sure. Soccer Bilal wants the diaper astronaut to be the general of Space Force.
Maybe so.
Isn't there a movie coming out about her?
I don't know.
I think there is. I think I saw a preview for it. Yeah, 832 says the aliens are coming to study the gay frogs. Possibility.
Yeah. Yesterday I was listening to a like an indie rock version of Alex Jones. Like they took his rants and made it into an indie rock song.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, this is great. I had a good laugh at that.
432 says might be ugly, but Fred is a rich, basically the same as being pretty. No.
That's true.
I'm not a rich. And frankly, there are times when I realize how much of my money is tied up that I can't get to because I've been trying to, been trying to do my best to invest in a lot of things. But then when you do that, you can't get to your money.
Right.
So I'm not a rich by any standards, but sometimes, when your dividends aren't as big, that kind of sucks. Money's there, you just can't get to it.
Yep.
Drag Bevo, what are the odds Durkin is fired before Meyer? I would say 98%. I don't think Meyer's getting fired.
I don't think so either.
Pretty sure
Durkin
is.
Yeah, I don't think Durkin's going to make it. I think Meyer will. Meyer might miss a game or two. I'd be shocked if Durkin is the coach at Maryland when the season starts.
Man, I was watching, and I had to turn it off because it was so bad, but I was watching one of those college football shows on ESPN this morning, and this is all they're talking about, of course. And one of the guys is like, oh, they were using foul language with the players and berating the players and this crossing the line. And it's like, when did we become such giant wieners? I mean, every coach I ever had cussed at me. Every coach I ever had belittled me.
Yeah.
And guess what? It made us better. Are we babying everybody now?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there were things that you can't even say now in public that my coaches used to call me when I was a kid. I mean, we've talked about the other day about words that used to be socially acceptable and now they're not. I used to get called those words all the time by my wrestling coach. I mean,
yeah.
That's just, that was life.
Oh, I mean, beginning of practice, that's the first thing coach would say is, let's get going, you kitty cats.
Well,
so really,
I used to get a lot of British cigarette talk.
Mm. We used to get that too. Oh, when I was in school, that was almost before that was a word.
Oh, really?
That we knew about, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of that. Pansies, which I guess is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, kitty cats and British cigarettes.
Yeah. But apparently, you can't use any profanity now anymore if you're a coach. You can't berate anybody. You have to be nice. And that was the thing. He's going on and on and on about it. I'm just like, wow, how did you ever play college football?
Yeah.
I mean, is that Derek? Oh, he's not ready yet.
What do you mean
now he is.
Ready?
Let's go to Derek.
Derek Sports.
Hey, guys. You guys are there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to say, I mean, every coach doesn't need to cuss out a player. Just because some players respond better to cussing, others don't. Being a coach is being a motivator. Some guys respond positively to negative reinforcement. Others respond positively to positive reinforcement. You don't have to cuss at every player. Perfect example. Tony Dungy is a Hall of Fame coach who was noted for not cussing at his players. So you don't have to take that approach to get the best out of the players around you. That's all I got to say.
Well, this isn't – I mean, if you want to curse players, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. My whole point is, since when are players crying about getting cussed at by a coach?
Yeah.
That's the whole point to
I mean,
me.
Yeah, you can be effective a lot of ways, but, you know, being overly sensitive as a player, give me a break.
It's, yeah.
It'd be tougher. Have thicker skin. Don't go crying about it. Oh, you should never do that. I wish I knew who it was, because they just kept using, calling him E or something on the show, so I didn't even know who the hell it was to make fun of him. And then there was another guy, there was a white guy who looked like a quarterback who was kind of agreeing with him. Said, when I played... they never did that. I don't know who it was. Apparently, I ran a little non-manly, so my peewee football coach called me Montrose Matt.
Come on. That's inappropriate.
No, you can't say that. You can't say those things anymore. That's the point. It's the point we're trying to make. But, yeah, nobody's saying... oh, you know, you can be effective. You have to do that to be effective. No. I'm just saying, if you're a player, don't be such a little bitch about it. That's all
I'm saying.
Yeah. Lamont asking you, can you imagine 2018 media getting a whiff of American military boot camp?
Oh. Well, you know what? I don't know if American military boot camp is what it used to be. So, I mean, it could be a totally different beast right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's one I wouldn't know. I only know from what you've told me and stories I've heard from people and what I've seen in the movies.
I would imagine it's really, really different than it used to be. That's all I'll say. I doubt that. I mean, there's still probably... I mean, I doubt it's like you can just go to a safe space and not get yelled at. But I do. I bet that there's been policies implemented that... keep drill sergeants from touching you and things like that. Yeah, I bet it's a softer day. Mm. Softer day.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. The other Gilbert says, I remember in eighth grade at half, we got told we were playing like a bunch of P-words. Didn't think anything of it. We were playing like that. Yeah, you know, it's... world's changed.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, if you own your home, you need to listen up. Our friends at Bill Advisor, they're about to deliver big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. But Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you'll probably save a bunch of money. They will deliver you a firm insurance quote in 15 seconds, using nothing but a single text message. Just grab your phone right now, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, and you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds or less. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. Their average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. It's real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018, and no one has 15 minutes to wait around for an insurance quote anymore. Bill Advisor is going to find you those savings in just 15 seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, simple. Text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Hey, guys, are you hiring? Well, if you are, there's only one place to go, ZipRecruiter.com, and use ZipRecruiter.com/play. Trust me, I've been hiring for a long time, off and on, and it's not easy. It's hard to find the right candidates, takes a long time, you get too many applicants, and that's the worst thing in the world. You're trying to sort through all this stuff. Well, ZipRecruiter fixes that. They make it simple, fast, and smart. They're going to send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. Period. How about that? And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/play. That's ziprecruiter.com, P-L-A-Y, ziprecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. All right, Hoffman, what do you want to do? You want to do sports here or what?
You said you had some NFL stuff, right?
Yeah.
Let's do some NFL.
Lots of NFL
stuff. Let's go the NFL route.
I've got NFL. I got college football if you want to get into that. Whatever. Whatever. NFL it is. Now I have to decide which one's the best one to do because there's so many that we haven't gotten to yet. And it's like, okay, so I've got the most intriguing training camp development so far.
Okay.
We could do that. I wanted to mention this from yesterday, but apparently, ratings for the PGA up 69% over last year.
Of course, yes, shocker.
Thanks to Tiger. So
let me guess. Yeah. Saturday is when the ratings really started to kick up.
Yeah, and then Sunday, yeah. Of course. So yeah. So I got. Now everything slows down on the computer. It always happens this time of day. So I got that. Let's do that one.
Okay.
I've got some fantasy football players to avoid drafting too.
Okay, I'm interested in that.
So let's do the camp developments, and then we'll see. Might be able to get to both because they're not that much. All right. They've got the 20 most intriguing. We're not going to do all of them. But no, I'll just throw some out there. Yeah,
it's too many.
In Arizona,
let's do the ones that are actually intriguing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to pick maybe five.
Okay.
Sam Bradford looking really good in Arizona next to his competition.
Not totally surprising because Sam Bradford's the best of those players. The problem with Sam Bradford is he eventually gets hurt because that's what Sam Bradford does. And everyone seems convinced that if Sam Bradford has a good season, then the Cardinals are going to be good. I tend to think the Cardinals have a lot more problems than just Sam Bradford and a lot more problems than just the offensive side of the ball.
Well, they need their running back to be 100%. If he is, I think they can be an interesting team. And if Sam Bradford's, Sam Bradford doesn't break, I don't know.
If Sam Bradford stays healthy Johnson stays healthy, the NFC West is going to be really interesting because there won't be a bad team in it.
Yeah. All right. Here's one that I find intriguing, and this also applies to fantasy.
All right.
The Detroit Lions running game and what they're doing because they've added LeGarrette Blount.
Yep.
And Kerryon Johnson apparently is going to carry the ball an awful lot.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And he's a dual threat back.
Well, I mean, at this point, you can't have too many running backs. It's just a matter of who's going to be the man around the goal line, who's going to get the 60-40 in those splits. Because how many teams have a running back that gets 85% of the carries? They hardly exist, right?
Right.
I mean, Todd Gurley. Most running backs, there's very few three-down backs anymore.
Yeah.
Very few.
Well, there's only one four-down back, according to Spencer, and his name is Alfred Blue.
That's right. Every damn down.
Here's one you'll be interested in. Calvin Ridley looking terrific for the Falcons.
Yeah, I thought that was a great draft pick by them. I think they're going to be rewarded instantly because that guy across from Julio Jones, that's going to be problems for people because I think that guy's going to get good in a hurry.
I'm with you. I think, and from a fantasy perspective, I think he's got a chance to have a really good season. This one really hasn't been talked about a lot, but the Earl Thomas holdout, he wants a new contract or a deal. The Cowboys have been, somebody he's wanted to go to all along. I don't know. It's just kind of been quiet. I just think pay the guy.
I'm with you. But Seattle... Like we've talked about this before, since the Russell Wilson signing, they are unwilling to pay anybody else. And it's, I shouldn't say anybody because they paid Dwayne Brown, but they just seem less willing to pay on the defensive side of the ball now than they were before. And that's what made that team a juggernaut, was they had a cheap, efficient offense and a juggernaut defense. And once it became an expensive offense, the wheels fell off that thing. I say the wheels fell off. It's not like it's a total train wreck, but it's not what
it
was.
But you can't ignore your defense. And I still think you have a really good defense if he's running around back there.
Agreed. If he's not running around back there, you're not a contender, in my opinion. That's an important player. Maybe the most important player they have, besides Russell Wilson.
The Redskins' aftermath of losing Darius Geis. Jay Gruden basically had said he was sixth on the depth chart, which is absolute garbage.
Who's this?
Jay Gruden. Said, oh, he was probably sixth on the depth chart.
Please.
Yeah.
I've seen that Redskins running back depth chart. Yeah. If he's sixth, then the Redskins don't know much about evaluating running backs.
Yeah. So, Sam Darnold, will he start? I think that's been a good question.
And I think it's a yes.
I think that's going to happen. And then Denver's offense causing some early panic because Case Keenum struggled in their opener, which, you know, whatever. It's preseason.
A preseason game, yeah.
But you've already got Paxton Lynch demoted. And, man, you know, we talked about him a lot the other day in that he just doesn't seem to want to put the effort in. And I read something from the head coach today that made it sound just like that. It's not a physical thing. He's got the physical talent.
Right. Well, let's put it out there and be honest about this. And maybe some people won't be willing to be honest about it, but would it shock you if Case Keenum had a poor year at quarterback, if he wasn't good?
I would say there's almost no chance he's as good as he was last year.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he's going to have a poor season, I think.
Right, but if he did, would it shock you?
No, but I think he'll be okay.
Because we all look at Case Keenum as like, he was really good last year. He blew everybody's mind because he was way better than we ever would have thought. But nobody still thinks of him as like a really top-tier quarterback. You know what I mean?
Well, Broncos do.
Well, they thought Brock Osweiler was a top-tier quarterback. You know, they thought the Texans thought that too. There's a lot of people who think quarterbacks can play and then they can't once they get to where you are. Keenum's a guy. I'm not denying that he can play in the NFL. I'm not trying to get people fired up like that. But I'm just saying,
how dare you, sir?
He's a guy who, if he turned back into a pumpkin,
I don't think anybody would be shocked.
It wouldn't shock me.
No, and I think in part he had a lot more talent around him last year offensively.
Yep.
And you know, I frankly had a better coaching staff. I don't like these guys in Denver. I don't know how good this guy is as a coach. I think they can bounce back because I do think he will have. I think he can be better than what they had last year, and I think the defense will be better. But I'm not going to be shocked if he has a mediocre season. I also think, though, I think he'll be pretty good. He's just I would be completely stunned if he had the same kind of year he did last year. To me, that was a career year.
Yeah.
And it was a damn good year. But, man, that's going to be hard to match unless he's just turned into an MVP candidate late in his career like Rich Gannon.
Yeah.
And still not convinced that that's, you know, but I bet you don't want to say that because it makes it sound like you're dogging on the guy. But the truth is, I don't know how many people can honestly say that.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I do have, well, that's never going to happen. We're not going to have time to get to this one today, damn it. That's all right. Hey, this was almost gym of the day, too. I don't know if you saw this story, but you know, some people get a little sensitive about things like, if you're staring at their girlfriend's butt, they tend to get pissed off.
Guys don't always like that.
Never really bothered me. I would hope that I'm with a woman whose butt is worth looking at.
Right.
But angry boyfriend punched a stranger in a store for staring at his girlfriend's bottom. And, oh, well, the problem is the guy gave the boyfriend a sleazy smile and said, yeah. That might be going too far. I mean, if you're just glancing, and guys, this is why you wear sunglasses into stores and stuff.
That's not the move.
But basically, just he gave the boyfriend a smile and said, yeah.
Well, all right.
And
what would you say? Yeah, buddy.
I wouldn't say anything.
Would you punch him?
I wouldn't punch him either.
I don't think so either.
And it's like, dude, get lost. It's like, you know what? You know who else says yeah? Me when I'm with that. And you're a dork. Get out of here. But when the guy says bye, the offended boyfriend charges toward him and punches him square in the face as he tries to walk away.
That's no way to make friends.
Well, in the guy,
neither way is a way to make
no.
Looking at a girl's ass in front of her boyfriend and saying yeah.
Well, and when you see the guy who does it, he looks like the kind of creep who would do that, and the guy who punches him looks like the kind of guy who would punch you for doing that. So you're like, okay, so that's the creepy guy who said it, and this guy looks like
that guy looks just like you.
Who?
The creepy guy.
No, get out of here. Get out of here. That guy weighs about 40 pounds and has a goatee.
Huh. All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If your job is sucking the life out of you, wake up. You can do something else. Information technology, and I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about computers. I don't know anything about math or science. I'm not that smart. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. It'll give you everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5. In the rain,
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Oh, guess what time it is. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. A pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Don't miss the 16th Annual Music Festival at Sam Houston Race Park, Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krager, Kevin Fowler, plus many more perform live.
I saw Justin Van Zandt play there once.
Yeah. Justin's man. Is Justin even still playing?
I would guess.
Got to be, right?
Is he going to do
that? I haven't seen him anywhere in a while.
It's his job.
Let us know what's going on, Justin. I'll come see your show, brother. Guess who's good?
Maybe he has a real job too. I don't know. But
you know, he's a smart. So, hey, we're the show doing the giveaway. Believe it or not.
What?
Yes.
I thought we're never the show doing the giveaway.
Apparently, that's what happens when you're number one and you complain. You get to do the giveaway. So we're looking for an Ethan or Travis to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Ethan or Travis. Boom.
Boom.
All right. Also, check out sportsmap.com if you haven't.
I would say fewer Travis or fewer Ethans than Travis's, right?
Probably, but it'll be interesting. Anyways, it's not the super jealous husband, but the dumbass is asking to get his ass kicked for being that guy. Well, yeah, and that I agree with you. It's not just, I mean, you know, if you got shades on and you sneak a quick glance, that's cool. But if you're looking at a dude's girl's butt and saying, yeah. Ethan or Travis. If you have a friend named Ethan or Travis, tell them to call the show. And then they can, yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you're one of those two. Now let's do Hey Man Bleep That. Music, please.
Don't you know how this works, Tyler?
You should know by now.
Yeah. Is this your first day?
I just didn't know that y'all were still doing Hey Man Bleep That.
How about you listen to the... Never mind. All right. I'll make that my Hey Man Bleep That. No. Okay. This is the thing that's gone too far. Denver fans... One fan has launched a GoFundMe campaign with the sole purpose of helping the Broncos release Paxton Lynch. Okay, these GoFundMe campaigns for stuff like this are dumb. I mean, first off, it's... I know you're doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
But the fact that people are giving them publicity for this... Give me a bleep and break. Stop writing about people... starting GoFundMes for cutting Paxton Lynch. How about GoFundMe telling you, nope, can't do it. Get the hell out of here. To that, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Hey, you remember when we looked at European society, especially like the Nordic European society, like, you know, Sweden and Finland and Norway? They're all known for having like the greatest quality of lives on earth. Like they,
right.
You know, their streets are clean. Their women are hot. Everybody's got good paying jobs. It's like that's a good place to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
How come kids ruin everything?
That goes for everything.
You live in Sweden. Life's pretty good for you. And a bunch of kids went through setting off firebombs in masks in Sweden. 80 vehicles were destroyed in the fires, along with a truck and three vans. Or caravans. Like they, do you got any caravans? You like dogs? yeah, these fires like took over this city, and apparently the kids, there's no, they're not figuring out why these kids are doing it. They're all wearing masks, and they're like, I guess they're thugs basically. They're ne'er-do-wells, but. No one's figured out a reason why they're doing this. So you're taking like a pretty good place and just lighting it on fire. Save that for like Detroit.
Yeah.
To that I say, hey man, f- that.
Or your college team when it loses the championship, whatever city you're in. That's. Yeah.
Well, if you're at Michigan State, win or lose, you burn that mother down.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask Tyler because he didn't even know we were doing it.
No.
No, I don't have one.
So to Tyler I say... Yeah, never mind. He didn't even pick up on that. Let's squeeze in a call here at the end. Eric, you're on the Blitz, Gosser.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How we doing?
Sportsy.
All righty. If I just shoot in the wind, driving home, you got to trade one, cut one, and put one on IR for the year between J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson, and DeAndre Hopkins. Pick them.
Trade one, cut one, and put one on IR?
With all due respect, that's a horrible question.
Yeah, like I don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Like if those were all crappy players, okay. I mean, and like when you started this, I was like, if it was like trade one, sign one long term, and you know one goes on IR this season, you've got to go without him. That would make more sense. But
yeah, well, who you're going to cut? That's
you can't just cut one of those guys. Way to go taking that call, Fred.
Yeah, that's on me.
I've got an idea. To save that call, let's play a different game. F, Mary, kill. JJ, Deshaun, DeAndre. Tyler, you go first. You marry JJ, obviously.
That. Yeah.
You obviously exactly. have to marry JJ. He's got the most dough, and he's got that no frills cabin. So I'd marry him. I mean, I would probably F Deshaun. The dreadlocks don't do it for me. So I'm going to go with Deshaun. And then I'll just have to kill DeAndre. You've got no take on that question?
I agree.
I'm trying to save you for taking that crappy call.
Well, I know. And therefore, I have to probably fall on the sword here.
Well, whose sword would you fall on?
I'll marry Deshaun. Bleep JJ and kill DeAndre.
Okay. Tyler?
I mean, I don't think I would... Effing Deshaun would be weird because then you'd be Eskimo brothers with Mia Khalifa.
Is that
Eskimo
bad?
Family.
What? Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Though.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, you can wear a rubber.
You might already be one with Mia Khalifa.
Listen, Deshaun will wear a rubber when you guys make love.
He seems like the slightest of all three.
Like he'd be the slimmest. Be the least, let's just the
get
painful.
The hell out of here. What a horrible way to end the show. Thanks, bad caller. Stay sportsy, bitches.